First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Lots of news headlines going on in the airline industry. It seems like there's always news going on, but a couple of big stories on both sides of the border. Bankruptcy protection for one airline in Canada and baggage fees going way up for the U.S. carriers. Let's start with Lynx and their bankruptcy protection and their ceasing of operations.
Yeah, they've decided that as of February the 26th, Monday, that they will not go forth with any more flights. They are, as you say, ceasing operations. And so they've faced a number of significant challenges, including rising operating costs, high fuel prices, exchange rates, and increasing airport charges, along with the difficult economic and regulatory environment. So it is a shame that we're seeing that another airline in Canada is not going past the two-year mark. And every effort right now is being made to assist passengers at this time. So passengers with existing bookings are advised to contact their credit card company to secure refunds for their pre-book travel. And then there's also frequently asked questions on Lynx, flylynx.com, that will help clients. WestJet stepped up to the plate by offering a discount code to assist people with regards to if flights were affected and they can't travel as per the original their original bookings and reservations. So you know, not good. Like we want to make sure, like we like to see businesses flourish, and unfortunately in this case it didn't.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I had a soft spot in my heart for Lynx. I was there on their inaugural flight to Vancouver. And I was hoping for success, too. I thought they had a pretty good operation. But as you mentioned, it is very tough for airlines to succeed in Canada. And a lot of it has to do with government regulation. A lot of it has to do with foreign ownership, which isn't allowed. Yeah, just another one bites the dust, as Queen likes to say. And it really is sad. And it was kind of shocking. And I can't imagine what people are going through. They're more or less kind of stranded if they're, you know, hoping to return on a flight past February 26th.
Yes, and that's correct. But that's why, you know, booking with a travel agent is always beneficial, because they can take care of your needs in a situation such as this, as well as taking out cancellation insurance or travel insurance in general. So hopefully that you've done both and you can, you know, rebook with confidence.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the U.S., a differing type of story, American Airlines announcing that their baggage fees are going up. And I was just checking a list of baggage fees in the U.S. and in Canada. They're really expensive.
Oh, yeah. Because their domestic flights, the fee for a checked bag will be increased from $30 to $35 if you purchase online. And then if you wait to purchase, the fee goes up to $40. And then the second is that checked bag is also increasing. So not good for travelers, because that, you know, airlines are famous for promoting or advertising a really low lead-in base rate. But mm-hmm. then when you add the taxes, the seat selection, the baggage fees, it really pops it up. And another note about American, which I found interesting, was they also announced that you won't be able to get your frequent flyer points if you do not book direct online with them or with preferred travel partners. So it's just another way redirecting the business straight to the airline versus going through travel partners that will be there for you and look out for you in case there's a a situation that needs to be handled by a live person.
And JetBlue in the U.S., which is a low-cost carrier, also announced that they've increased their baggage fees. Alaska Airlines did it back in January, which is very popular here in Western Canada. And it's also, you know, we're talking about American carriers here, but if you're code-sharing, sometimes you got to watch because it's an American carrier that you're using, even though you're booking on maybe Air Canada or WestJet.
That's it, exactly. Even if you have like a connection where you go with Air Canada or WestJet on the first leg, but you go on the second leg with a co-share American partner, they, if you don't catch it, they will, they, you know, you may be charged for that second flight. So be sure to be very cognizant. And if you do get caught, immediately contact the airline and they will adjust it. Like I've had situations such as that. So they will adjust it, but yeah, definitely you have to be on your toes when you're booking different arrangements.
Exactly. And just to, for reference here, I was checking WestJet. If you prepay, it's $30 to $36 for the first check bag, but the second one is $50 to $59. Now, if you check in at the airport, you're looking at $70 to $83 for the second check bag, and that's just one way. So now you're, you know, if you, you know, happen to not check it in online and prepay, you could be adding a couple of hundred dollars to your airfare, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you, yeah, it is really focused on doing everything online prior to arrival at the airport, because you will see the increased charge, which you don't want. Your budget, your travel budget is your travel budget. You don't want to see it increasing exponentially in various sectors.
And, you know, if you think you're going to save money by doing a carry-on, some airlines charge you for a carry-on depending who you're flying with. So, you know, the consumer is getting nickeled and dimed here. And really, when you're talking about Lynx going into bankruptcy and ceasing operation, it's the consumer that suffers through this because that's one less airline. It's one less operator that's in competition with the big guys. And, you know, and same with the U.S. carriers. You got to watch, you know, if you're going to carry on a bag or if you're going to check a bag and, you know, God forbid you check a second bag.
Right. And coming up is the Europe season. And a lot of people are looking at low-cost carriers in Europe. And they definitely do charge for carry-on unless it's a certain dimension and weight. And you know, that's hard because I take a backpack that is probably heavier than my check bag. So, and then they'll charge you for anything in the overhead bin. So again, buyer beware.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that actually, buyer beware, check the airline's website so you know what you're getting into as far as costs. If there are extra charges for carry-on, if there's what the charges are for a check bag, if it's cheaper to do it online, which it will be. So yeah, that's the old adage, buyer beware.
That's it. Absolutely.
Well, Ananta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, X, and Facebook. At Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat. Ananta, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.